Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let me introduce you to Sandy Schussel. Hello, Sandy. How are you?
Very well. And how are you?
We're doing terrific. From Lynn, Massachusetts,
oh,
ladies and
gentlemen.
The city
of
Sin.
Yeah. Now, Sandy, do you know the local Y?
Do I know
the local Y in Lynn? Is there a local YMCA?
There is a local Y in Lynn.
We'll get into that story. Oh,
I grew up in Lynn. I got a lot of stories about
it. Well, I got a lot of stories.
And none of them are good, though, are they?
Yes, they were, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I call it a learning experience.
The city of sin.
Exactly. Here's Dr. Matthew Davids, Associate Director here at the Dana-Farber. It's great to see you, Doc. Sandy, maybe you can tell us your story because... right now, you are in complete remission. Is that correct?
I hope so. I sure am.
Oh, man. Isn't that a good sign? I can tell by that smile.
I am.
You're in complete remission.
Thanks to this gentleman here.
And so what happened to you?
Well, I was actually sick for quite a while, and I didn't know exactly what it was. First of all, let me preface. I am a nurse from the Brigham when the Brigham was Peter Van Brigham Hospital.
Oh, way back.
Thank you.
Bring that up, huh?
We both go way back.
Oh, jeez.
Thank you very much. Yes, in the very, very early 60s, when Ted Williams was my hero, when Jackie Jensen played right field, when Jimmy Pearsall was center. So
he was a little crazy, that guy.
He was crazy, yeah, but I like crazy.
Like that guy from Lynn.
I like crazy people. So they were my heroes at that time. That was Dad's and my Fenway Park. We came here and enjoyed each other very, very much. So I was sick, but didn't know exactly what it was. I thought maybe tired, four granddaughters, daughters, everybody together. We all live very, very close to each other. And I just kept getting sicker. And then I was diagnosed with Hashimoto disease. And Hashimoto disease is an autoimmune disease. And we thought, oh, that's what it is. Okay, so you go on thyroid, and the thyroid, you know, kicks in, and it's really helps you a lot. But I kept getting sicker. And my husband and I love New Hampshire, and we love motorcycles. And so he said to me once, like, come on, let's go up Mount Washington on the motorcycle, and it's my joy. It's my sweet place. And I couldn't. I didn't feel well enough. I had a blocked ear, and it was just kept getting sicker and sicker to the point that I was really not being able to get out of bed. And my primary care physician, Dr. Ron Katz, was relentless, and he just put me through so many different tests, but the blood tests weren't showing anything. And I have a close friend who's a nurse practitioner up in New Hampshire. She said, you know, PET CT scan, that's what you should ask. And when I was a nurse, and I worked at Children's Hospital too, that wasn't around. PET CT scans weren't around. So they did that. And I lit up like a Christmas tree. Mm. So I have lymphoma. And can I bring my husband in here?
Sure.
Okay, because these two, well, my heroes were Ted Williams. These are my heroes. And let me tell you, if anybody says, oh, you know, the cancer patient is the hero, no. These are my heroes. This is my rooting section. My children. The only thing I can say to anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer is find somebody to touch, the human touch. You need a team to really beat this thing. You can't do it alone. I reached out to a cancer support group. For 6 months, I wouldn't even sign in because I didn't have cancer, even though I was diagnosed and treated with chemo. And they came to me. And this is at a Union Hospital.
The old Union Hospital no longer exists.
No.
Is it still there?
It's still there.
Oh,
it's,
haven't been to Lynn in a while. I'm sorry.
It's still there. These people were my lifeline. Oh, you should go. It's wonderful. And we walk all the time at Nahant Beach and everything. And don't ever hesitate to reach out to people. And these were my people I reached out to. And they were my support group. They were my team and my cheerleaders. Let them tell you what happened.
Can I just bring interrupt and ask Dr. Matthew Davids, because he apparently told you early on he was going to cure you.
That's what I want them to say. I need these two people.
So I just have to add that I grew up in Swampscott, Mass., right on the lid.
Rivals. Hold on. You know what? Came from money, right, Sandy? They came from Swampscott. They come from money.
No, right on the line. I came from Eastern Avenue.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So we shared that past growing up on Kings Beach.
Yeah.
And so Sandy and I have always had that special connection.
Right.
And when we first met, she was quite sick, and she ended up having a very rare type of lymphoma, a T-cell lymphoma. It's only about 1% of all lymphomas. And yet, actually, the treatment that we gave you is a very standard treatment.
An old treatment.
A very old treatment that, you know, basically we needed to match the treatment to the patient. And sometimes that means a fancy new clinical trial with these targeted immunotherapies. But sometimes it means good old-fashioned chemotherapy. Right. And that's what we gave you, and you've been able to get into a complete remission.
Yes.
So, Doc, let me ask you, you said rare type. Is that the reason why blood work, it didn't show up in blood work? Because a lot of people just say, once I got blood work, that's when I lit up like a Christmas tree, as you would say. But is that rare?
It is rare. And her particular type of lymphoma is one where we often see this. Patients can have joint aches and fevers and rash, and you were having all these things. I mean,
absolutely.
It's kind of a textbook case, but it's an example of a very uncommon disease, but it's something we see pretty commonly at Dana-Farber.
Okay, so what happened was I was so sick. I'm in the bed at the Brigham, and these two have a conversation about me and what, George?
He needs your mic. No. Here we go.
Speaking of that,
so the immediate thing, you get a diagnosis of cancer, and the immediate thing is, like, you cry. Dr. Katz said, we have to figure out where she's going. We've got to focus on solving the problem. And because of Sandy's Brigham background and Dana-Farber really being like the Brigham, it grew out of the Brigham, that's where we went. What she didn't tell you is, she was so sick, it was like, we didn't know if she was going to make it. She was really sick.
Okay.
And anyway, she went in. Took 6 days to diagnose because it was so difficult. And we've read about it. It's a very difficult disease to diagnose. But immediately after the first treatment, we were able to take her home. With one treatment out of six, you already saw a change. And then we spent the rest of that summer of 2015 going through the treatments and taking care of it. My own career, I was in management of technology companies. And I used to call Dana-Farber. I said, this place is a factory. And I meant that in the most complimentary sense. They cure a lot of people. They do it efficiently. You get a little button that you put on when you show up. The time people are watching how quickly you get around, and they get you down, and they get you to your treatment, and they get you home, which is where they want you. They don't want you in the hospital. So it was a factory. They did a miracle, and
it's
they really cured her.
Unbelievable. So you've been in remission since July of 2015, and as of May, no longer undergoing treatment.
Well, this is the guy that came in and gave me my lifeline. He said, I'm going to cure you.
He did.
But I'm a nurse. And I said, yeah, right.
You're a skeptical nurse. That's what you are.
A nurse from the 60s. But he gave me...
Typical Linner.
He gave me that lifeline. And that's what so many people don't really understand. Physicians, give that lifeline. Give that lifeline to that patient.
It's a great...
Because so much is up here.
We got to go, but it's a great success story. And you're a great inspiration for other people. And Dr. Davids is as well. What you've been able to do here and what you do over at the hospital is remarkable.
He's
Thank
amazing.
You for sharing. We really
Thank
appreciate
you guys.
It.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you know
Thank
how to floss?
Of course.
Okay, do it.
Oh, the flosses? Oh,
I'll
have to do that.
Good. Oh, you're good.
I got seven kids. I mean, what are we doing?
He's got hips that will kill.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Doctor.
Great meeting you guys.
Really appreciate it. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.